from Hemendra Patel, subject Responsibilities to Our Dharma, in capital letters. What is our responsibilities to our dharma, our society, our country and our own self? Well, our responsibility is to be Krishna conscious and to share Krishna consciousness with others. Can we, being a member of ISKCON, allow any other dharma person, say Muslim, to live nearby us as our neighbor in our property only because of money he pays, and importance only given to the money, and forget the responsibility to our surroundings and other neighbors? So, although this question is not framed very clearly, it seems that a member of ISKCON has rented out his property to a Muslim in a Hindu area. This is what I deduce from this question, although it's not stated clearly. And the person who's asking this, Hemendra Patel, thinks that this should not be done. That it's all right to have meat-eating Hindus living next to you, but not meat-eating Muslims. I presume this is what is meant. The responsibility, what is the responsibility to our surroundings and our neighbors? Well, if everyone in the street is a vegetarian, which does happen in some cases, in this road, I think, is it almost, at least in this part of the street, mostly, not all, mostly vegetarian. So, considering that the vegetarians like to live together, it would be antisocial to rent your house out to someone who cooks meat, because of the smell, at least, and the fact that people have come together to set up a particular atmosphere, and someone is breaking that. So yeah, that would appear to be antisocial. There are many cases where in the agraharams, the traditional Brahmin dwellings around the temples, the Brahmins have gone off somewhere else, and then the houses are sold off to Muslims, and so it does make a rupture in the atmosphere. Of course, having television blazing, blaring until late at night, that's also antisocial. So the question may not be so straightforward. The real social thing to do is to be Krishna conscious and give Krishna consciousness to others.